Thursday night, our Yud Beis Kislev, Tanya Shir. We're in the middle of Perek Chav Beis. The Baal Tanya starts off Perek Chav Beis bothered by a question. He was Mechadesh, so to speak, in Perek Chav Aleph, that the Yisod of a few Prokim already is that the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unlike the Dibur of man, is not Nivdal Mimenu. Just like we imagine, we sense that my Machshava hasn't left me, it's part of me, even though, even by Machshava, it actually has even left the person, because it's in the form of osios and words, which it's not in his nefesh and midos, but that's contained within him. But once I talk, it's out of me. So that aspect of the deeper of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Nivdal Mimenu. So then why is it called Dibur? You're calling it Dibur for us. So he's talking in Perek Chathalav, he was Mechadesh, that it's Dibur in the sense of Gilui. Dibur is Megale, Machshava is the Nister, Dibur is the Gilui, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megale is Elokus, so that's called Dibur. Perek Chavbei starts off that he's still bothered by Akasha. Why is it called Dibur? He's not happy. If Dibur has two aspects to it, the Preda aspect and the Gilui aspect, and Hashem is one of the two aspects, it's not Dibur. Call it something else, it's not Dibur. That's what he's bothered by. So he explains that Mitzad the Nivroim, it is Nivdal. I see something behevdal. That's why I can deal with it. That's why I can exist. That's why I can not just be butel, bechodo, but because after all the gugulim he describes, tachtoinim, betzumtzumim, rabim, va'atzumim, miminim, miminim, shonim, libaros mehem, bruim, labrius, bruim, rabim, minim, miminim, shonim. So it is Nivdal also. So the Dvar Hashem Mitzidenu is Nivdal. Mitzidenu is Nivdal. The Fishba Emes Kachu to the Nivraim on the second, you know, right away in the beginning. To the Nivroim, Derech Yeridas, Baham Shochas, Hachius, Butachtoinim, Bitsumim Rabim, what allows for Tachtoinim to exist is like manifestations of Elokus that exist in lower and lower spheres. Bitsumim Rabim, Batsumim, Minim, Minim, Shonim, Liboris, Mehem, Bruim, Rabim, all pieces of Elokus, so to speak, which end up being the source of the creation. Now he says that Kimochen Gober Vaotzmatzim Tzumim Vehester Ponim Oelyonim Achichlul Lisavos Liboros Kam Dvorim Tmeim Uklipos Vesitra Acher. That's an amazing, amazing thing. That even though you could even have a manifestation of Elokus, something that is Dvarim Tmeim, Uklipas V'Sitra Acher, something it's not supposed to be. So how will they have their Chiyus? L'kabel Chiyus and V'Kiyumim Midvar Hashem Baruch Piv Yisbarach. They also can only exist through the Dvar Hashem. But it's behest upon him. That's what he explains. You read those madrigals. But hey, Nikol, kima chirim, they see the cause of the chiyus of menu mebchinas ponim ela mebchinas acharayim de kedusha. Says if I give you a present, and I want to give you a present, you're my friend, I like you, and I want to give you a present. So I smile, and you smile, and we look at each other, we bond. But if I have to throw the dog a bone, I have to give a mitzvah present to some obnoxious kid. I hate the kid, I hate his parents, I'm at the wrong bar mitzvah. Yeah. So you th- what you do is, he says, you give the kid a present. You're like, you don't even want to look him in the face. You don't want to look him in the face. You turn away. Like, it hurts you. You know. So that is the Madrega. So the giving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creation of these things, is behest upon him. But you read those Madregos. That's what it's called in Chassidus, Acharayim de Kedusha. He really doesn't want him to have it. He doesn't really want to give it to him. Casually. It's like the opposite of when we say, that is Bor Panecha. Here is the opposite. Also, that's what you do with your friend, with your enemy. It's an upspiegelin. It's a reflection of kochos that are lamala. But b'chinos ponim. Mechinas ponim hu pnimus harotzen hu elyon, mechetza hu amiti. Okay, he treats this in more length in a different place in the Tanya even, but he explains what it means. What do you mean? Acharayim the kedusha. What do you mean? You're giving the present. If you don't want to give it, don't give it. So he has his reasons why it has to be, but he's not happy about it. That's what it boils down to. That this is not really something that you should be doing, right? But you have to do it. Kach l'mayla b'chinas ponim, when something is being given b'chinas ponim, who pnimis harotzen o'elyon, b'chepto amit eshechavit Hashem, lash b'yechiyos l'chol ha'kor ha'velos, b'sitra de kedusha. Aval ha'sitra achar v'atum mehitov as Hashem eshassane, v'enem ha'shpil ha'em chiyos, m'pnimis harotzen, b'chepto amit eshechavit Hashem, said you want to build a house. There's really three madrigals. Here he talks about two out of the three madrigals. He talks about Primius or Ratzon, and then he goes to the opposite end, and he talks about, like, Shalom Lishma, Taivas Pirut. But really, there's a third Madrego, which he doesn't talk about here. That's when you do something like that. When you do something and you don't really want to do it. So that Ratzon is the Ratzon Primius says no. And the further Madrego is when it's anti. There's no Ratzon at all, really. So he says, "Aval asitra achav atuma hichtov as Hashem eshasani veinam ashpia lachios mipnimius haratzon vechetzo amiti." Hashem wants Ra, so we should overcome it. I mean, this is a perfect example of the existence of evil in the world. So the beer of it exists on many levels, but one level is certainly that it exists so that we can overcome it. So it's there for a specific reason, but it's not really there. I don't want it there. So that's a horayim, like you turn away when you give the gift. Used to be more like you build a house, so like you don't really want the house. Hopefully, you want a place to live. You want the dira. You don't need the trappings. That's called Ratzon Hapnimi. My real ultimate Ratzon. When Hashem created the world. Oh, so what was the Ratzon Hapnimi? If you look in the first Rashi and Chumash, the Ratzon Hapnimi was Torah and Yisrael. That's the Ratzon Hapnimi. then the whole world, not the, the whole world, is Ratzon Chitzoni. They're there as a Hechitimtzo, they're there as a support system. And then the Chiddush is that Hashem created Dvorim Tmeim, Basurim, and they reject Malchus Hashem totally. And we'll see in a second how do they survive, what's their survival coming from. Everything survival is its connection. Here you're just saying these things that have no connection. We'll see in a moment, in a few lines. Even if you look at the creation of the klipos, really, it's Ratzon Elyon, but it's not Ratzon Elyon Bechinas Ponim. Lufisha in the Shura Klawa, the Sadrachal, the Gam Bechinas Acharaim, Shal Ratzon Elyon, and the Malubic Patarich Mamish, and the Makif Aleha, the Lamala, the Vika Chimokam Hamisa Vatumo Hashem Yishmarenu, Kimat Mazer, or Bechias, Shayonekas, and Makabel Fatocha, Bechinas Acharaim, the Kedusha, Shalamalu, who Bechinas. Saying Hashem doesn't really want that. Shalomalu bechinas golus mamish betocha. There were tkufas in history, and one of the tkufas is the tkufa of Hester, a tremendous Hester. So he's saying here also that there's a description in Navi about some kind of Hester upon him. But how does it live? See, that is kima'at mizair or v'chiyah she'yonekesu mekabeles l'tocha me'b'chinas acharayim d'kdusha shalom Allah. So that's how it exists, because there is like a connection that's ma'at mizair. It's very shvach, it's very but because it's a Chorayim de Kedusha, so it has some, even a little, a minimal level of giving chiyus to what's down here, in this world. Shalamalu hu bebechinas golus mamish, betocha besod golus hashchina hanau. But the chay nikra, that the Sitra Akra is also called, b'shem amu, elohim acherim, because Mitzido, he's like declaring his independence. Kimiyakasha or Hachios the Kedusha, who bebechinas Golos Betocha. Ainu b'teila klal l'kabi kedushas haKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how they exist. V'ad Rabba magbia atzmoi kinesher lomor ani ba'af siyod. There's a psukim already. Chmaimer yor liv ani asisini. I'm the Nile. B'lachenu meruzal shegatzu saruach shkula kavod dezor amamish. That's what you see from this Gemara. And you see all over. And it's from Stavra. That's. Probably work. So, the chaynikra, it's acharayim the kedusha mitzad the ebishto, and mitzad the thing. What is it? It's really the. There has to be some or some connection. So it's ma'at mizair or v'chiyah she'yonekes u'mekabeles l'tocha v'b'chinas acharayim d'kedusha shalamalu hu v'b'chinas golus mamish. The Eibishter is behelem, behester ponim. Because it's denying that, let's say we'll call it a pinprick of R, that's giving it chiyus. So it's rejected, meaning you want to cover it up, you want to declare independence. And that's why Gaiva, these are psukim describing what Paro used to say, meaning I'm independent, I don't need anybody, and I'm not totally in anybody. Which means I made myself. It's Ika V'Shorish Avodah Zorah. In that, you think you're independent and you don't need anything else. Mashenech Ludabi Bifnei Atzmo Nifron B'Kedushoso Shel Mokom. Yeah, lo kfir b'Hashem l'gamri, you can't call it kfir, because mitzad that place, it's the mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's what do you call it? It's a harayim de kedusha. It's a harayim de kedusha. Mitzad the thing. And that and the tzumtzumim are so vast and so many that it can even create ra. Mitzad the makabel that sees it as nifret from Hashem, but it's a little. What's up there is a harayim de kedusha, so that manifests itself here as. Even Dvorim Tmeim are created. It's a Haraim to Kedusha because the Eibishter only wants them in order that the Tzaddik overcome them. Mitzad the thing, there's Hester and Helam, right? Because if it's Dover Usur, it's the most Hester and the most Helam Shayach. He sees it as Nifrad. And it's the shoresh of Avodah Zarah because it is existing seemingly without any connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why it is the Mokom HaMisu V'HaTumah. Mitzad the Nevroim, there is Hester. And this is Hester, Mitzad the Nevroim, that's what allows things to exist. Then it can even be for Dvarim Asurim. It can be Dvarim Asurim. Mitzad the Noisin, it's a Harayim the Kedusha. I want it, but I don't really want it. And Mitzad the Mekabel, so he's Helam, he's Behelam. So it's a place void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Mokum Isser and Tumah. So it's void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvayochel. But Kvayochel means Mitzad the Mekabel it is, so that's... So that's a Shechita Begalusa. But every Dover also has a Shechita Begalusa because there's no Hashpa'ah from the Elokus here. So that's called Hashchina. It's called Elohim Achirim Shehu Avodah Zarah Mamash Kfira Ba'achdusa Shel Melech Malchei Hamelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kimiakasha or Chiyus the Kedusha. You have to have some connection to have Chiyus. But it's Bechinas Golos, total Helem. Ain't a Betela Klal, Gabi Kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other Rabbi Magbiya Atzvo Kinesha Lomar Nivas Yod, Chmarma Yor Liv, and the Yassisini. L'chein Omer Rizal, Shem Gatsas HaRuach, Shkulak Avodah Zorah Mamish. Ki Ika V'shorish Avodah Zorah, Hu Shenechshav L'dover Bifnei Atzmo, Nifrad Mikedushas HaShalmako. Right, with this Pirud, that the Dover Osir, or Tomei, or Klipa has, so if it sees it that way, then it's actually a seeing like an independent thing, Chas v'Shalom, and that's Ika v'Sharish and Avodah Zorah, that it's something like independent. Mufrad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually, because that was his whole kasha, but that, he's saying now that's how we see it. So there's three things. There's Ratzon Hashem Pnimi, that's Torah and Yisrael. Then there's Ratzon Hashem, that the whole world should exist. And then there's Achorayim the Kedusha, Dvorim Tameim Ba'asurim. U'machshenechshav l'dover b'fnei atzmo nifrad mikedushos shalmokom. Below Kfirah Hashem Lagamri, it doesn't have to be Kfirah to be considered Avodah Zorah, Ikar V'Sharish Avodah Zorah. Kedisa B'Gemara, the Korolei Elokod Elokaya. He was up there, he created the world, he was wherever he was. Elashagamei Machshivim Atzmom Li Yesh. The problem is they see themselves as Yesh, V'Dover B'Fnei Atzmo, independent existence, not totally. Ubuzem my freedom is atzmo mikdushos shalmokam baruch hu meyach hashem betelam lo yisborach ken kedusha al yoyin ashoyre el alma shabot lo yisborach kanal v'lechei nikrom tura de pruda b'zoyer hakadosh. Ture means mountains of pirud v'rezu kfiro b'achduso amites tekula kamei kolo choshiv u'botol ha'emes b'emes lo yisborach. L'ritzono ha-machayes kulam u'mahav also me'ayin li'yesh tomid. So there is a perception of the dibur as a dover nivdal from mitzad the makabel. Then he says on the second line of the perek, he says l'fisha be'emes kachu. Of course, because their perspective is true from their perspective. It's not true from Hashem's perspective, like we gave the Mashalim list 2 weeks, but it's true from their perspective. So they see a Dover Nifrad, and certainly not only is it Nifrad, but it's Rav, it's Ra and Amokam Tumo Miso, that means the Helam, it manifested itself even there. The Helam is so great that you don't see it. So you see it as a Dover Nifrad, unconnected to Kedushas Yisborach, and that's how it can be something that's connected to Ritzono. That's why Gaiva is akin to Avodah Zorah. Because again, anything that's Menatek you from Hashem, that's really what he's saying now. Anything that's Menatek you from Eid Ol Mulvado is going to be Ikav Shoresh Avodah Zorah. Okay.